looked to be a kind of tough, energetic process out there. What was the focus for this group?
I think getting back on our game in terms of moving our feet, getting on the puck, doing a better job of both getting to the other team's net and being better in front of our net. So just kind of all the hard areas that the teams are focusing on this time of year. We need to improve on.
Sign an extension. I know you committed long term. What would it mean to keep Brian around here for long term?
Brian, you re-signed today? Is that even possible? It's kind of awkward talking about you when you're right there, but I'm lucky. I've played with Mark Scheifele and Litz about half and half throughout the course of the last few years, and for me it's a win-win situation. They form a pretty potent 1-2 punch. You see when he gets feeling it with his stick, there aren't many guys who can put the puck in the net quite like he can. He's a guy who prides himself in his preparation and just how hard he works every single day. That's probably why he flies under the radar a little bit, because you never have really anything negative to talk about him. He doesn't make many mistakes, battles on every puck, and that's what makes it great playing with guys like that. You know where they're going to be. They're where they're supposed to be. If you could put 20 guys like that on a roster, you'd really have something.
Talked about the importance of seeing it through. Obviously had some tough years, but wanting to see the light and seeing the light. Talk about what that means to you, to kind of push towards better days.
Well, there's two sides of the coin. There's the side of you who wants to go full LeBron James and start complaining that you're getting into your 30s and you want to win now. And then there's the side of you that realizes that you're very much a part of what's transpired here, and you want to be a part of what's gone on in the future. It's rare, the fact that we came with this team to Winnipeg. There wasn't much history in terms of this franchise here before us, so we've been able to start to form an identity of what this is going to look like. And It was difficult when I got traded from Boston to see them win the Stanley Cup. It would hurt quite a bit more if that were to happen here again. So, my focus every single day is, not so much on the wins and losses on a day-to-day basis, but how, we're going to get this group and this organization, perennially competing for a Stanley Cup. That's, I think that's what you wake up in the morning thinking about, what do you go to bed at night thinking about, and so it drives you every single day coming into this building.
Where is this organization taking strides towards that goal?
Well, just some of the guys you pick, in the draft, that's where it really starts. That's where the foundation is. And you can start rallying off names, ad nauseam. You got Nick Ehlers and Trubes and Scheife and Patty Laine, just to name a few. Guys who have come in at a really raw age and had a significant impact. We're talking 18, 19, 20-year-olds who have had a significant impact. And when you're making picks in the first round and they're coming in and contributing to your NHL team that fast, you start to get pretty excited about what the future holds.
What's the key to getting out of this slide that you guys find yourself in at the moment?
Well, it's not about so much just losing. That's part of it. We're pro athletes and we get judged on wins and losses, but that last game, there's not a whole lot you can be proud of from a lot of different areas. We came out slow, they jumped on us, and I mentioned it after the game. That's a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and you could see they kind of flipped the switch, and we're learning how to do that. We're all in this together, and we got to figure out how to be better in all those little areas that they seemed to really take it to us last game.
So part of it you put on being kind of a young team or having a lot of young parts?
Well, for certain components, it's just going through those battles and understanding that maybe what always what's worked for you in the past might not always work, especially at this level at this time of year. So when there's nights when it isn't going your way, and when it's tough and when you don't have any confidence and you've lost three in a row, you still got to find a way to try to get a win. And that's kind of what we're learning to do right now is, you know, when we're not coming full speed ahead and making plays at the blue line and, you know, the highlight reel goals, we got to find a way to bear down and still, you know, make a stamp on the game and figure out a way to still get a job done. Well, it creates a hole in that left side, you know, in our top four, and just, you know, he's comparable to a Brian Little, a guy who's just so steady back there, you know, a real great pro, you know, seems to make a lot of great plays back there. You know, he's a guy who can stop a forecheck, which is really valuable, especially this time of year. So, you know, it's never easy seeing a guy like that go out of your lineup.
What type of, I think we've seen the identity maybe of this group switch over the years and everything as styles change within the league. When this group is being successful, how do you describe, I guess, the identity of this team? How does it need to be in order for you guys to have success?
Well, it's much like this league's going. You know, it's a fast league now, and you know, if you're looking for plays, they're not there anymore. You know, you got to be moving your feet, and when we're doing that, we skate as well as anyone, and we're really tough to play against. You know, when we start to lose our confidence a little bit, lose the feel of the puck a little bit, you know, I think we start to look for those same holes that seem to be open when you're moving your feet, and they're not there anymore when you're not. So that's really the strength of our team is our defensemen are, you know, really good at moving the puck up to us. You know, when we're forcing the other team to make some turnovers in the neutral zone, then, you know, we can play a lot of games in the offensive zone. That's where we create a lot of offense.